Well, reporting center?
Yeah, I'd like to report a possible UFO.
Okay, I'd like to hear about it.
I know that you get a lot of these calls, but it's not a prank. It scared the hell out of me. I don't mind telling you.
Okay.
We're out here in Texas, and we're out in the country, and we're sitting down in a little small range of mountains. And up above one of these mountains, it was too high for a hunter's light or anything like this. It was way too low for any kind of aircraft. It was not moving. It was standing still. And it was like it was pulsating, more or less. It'd get large and small, large and small.
Yes.
It lasted about 5 minutes, and I don't know where it went, whether it went up or down or what. And there was the damnedest racket I have ever heard. And when I describe it, don't laugh. But you know how the TV series, they sound like how the sound is with these flying saucer space bits?
Yes.
That's just exactly the way it sounded, and it lasted about 5, 6, 7 minutes. I wasn't the only one that saw it or the only one that heard it. And it really scared us, and I've called everybody that I could call pertinent to this, and Houston gave me your number.
Okay.
I don't know what y'all do in a case like this or how you handle it, but like I said, it scared the heck out of us.
Okay, what time did that happen?
About, how long ago was that, Merle? No, from when, now to then, about 20 minutes ago? It's about, okay, about 20, I'll say 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Now, getting back to this light, did that have any definite shape to it?
There was nothing but a light, is all I saw.
Just a round light.
Well, it wasn't even a round light. It was
very diffused.
Well, it would be shaped more like it would be on fire, but it wasn't fire. You understand?
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't orange or anything.
Right.
It was just a light, but
okay.
it had no shape. And but it was light enough that I could see the top ridge of this mountain. About it kind of outlined the top edge of the mountain that it was over.
It was, in other words, it was reflecting the light from this thing.
Yeah, and I walked from my brother's house trailer to mine to get my husband's binoculars.
Yes.
And by the time I got back, the light was gone, and the racket, it was so weird, it scared me. I sat down and shook for 10 minutes. It was the weirdest sound I have ever heard in my life, and I'm 42 years old, and I've never reported a UFO. I've never seen one. I don't know what this was. I don't know what it was.
Uh-huh. Now, this sound didn't go on after the object was gone, did it?
Yes, that's when I heard it, was after the light was gone.
I see. Well, okay, now how long did that sound continue after you watched the light?
Oh, Lord, about 10 minutes.
I see. Okay. Did it seem to be coming from the same direction?
No, it was kind of an all-around sound. It was like you couldn't pinpoint where the sound was coming from.
Feel like it was coming from everywhere?
Yeah, just kind of like all around you. Not
okay. About how far away was that mountain? Do you have any idea?
About how far is that mountain from us? Not very far. Is it 5 miles? He said it's about 5 miles.
Okay, now which direction are you looking when you're looking at that mountain?
Okay, I'd be looking southwest and more to the west.
Okay.
About southwest, more to the west.
Do you have any estimate as to how high above the ridge the light was?
Okay, just standing like you're standing on the ground looking at something.
Right.
And say, can you picture it being 5 miles away?
Uh-huh.
It'd be about as high as a two-story building.
Okay, fine.
Can I tell you anything?
No.
That's really the only way I can tell you.
Okay, now, can you compare it with anything for size?
The size of the light?
Right.
Let me think a minute. What would be in the air that I've ever seen? Okay, if you're standing in your own yard and looking at a guard light.
Right.
It'd be like that, except this was in a way off.
Okay.
So it would have to be much, much larger to appear that way to me.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you the only way I know how to describe it.
And I know, you're doing just fine.
It just really took me some serious, and I don't care that easy.
Okay, now this sound, are there any pets around?
Oh, yeah, we have dogs.
Did that disturb the dogs at all?
Nothing. Nothing bothered?
Didn't bother them?
No, nothing.
Okay. And where did you get our number?
Through Goodfellow Air. Well, no, wait. No, Houston gave me your number. Goodfellow Air Force Base, I called because my husband is military. And that's the only people I knew to call.
Is this Houston Police?
No, San Angelo.
Okay.
And they gave me Houston's number, and Houston gave me your number.
Okay.
And like I said, it's not a prank. I'm not trying. It's serious. I don't know what it was, or I have no idea. But it's something that I don't know what it was, and that's what scares me.
Okay, we'll get on this right away, and if we come up with any answers, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Well, would you please?
Yes, ma'am.
Let us know, because like I said, we do live out here, and it really scared me. And I've not talked to any neighbors or asked them anything, because I just got right on the phone immediately to Goodfellow and then immediately to y'all, you know.
Right.
And if you do, I would really appreciate you letting me know.
We sure will.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.